Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
And I am ready to go. Look at that, I'm like professionals.
Yes, just like professionals.
I feel like we've been doing this for years.
We have been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a sad, sad result.
Over four. Fuck.
We're not even on iTunes anymore. That's how sad we are.
Yep,
that is sad. What the fuck is going on, iTunes?
I may have a fix for that.
All right, should we sync up?
We should.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, comedian Pete Holmes made it weird for Noah. We do our Olympic wrap-up, Andy deals with preschool drama, and Tim introduces a new game, No Comment. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome! You somehow found us, even though iTunes is trying to fuck us, trying to keep the black man down. They're like, oh shit, we got a black president. We can't have a podcast with two half Negroes on there. Shut them down.
Just at the time when Barack needs us the most.
You know what it is? It's the GOP trying to disenfranchise you.
It probably is.
Yep. It seems to be their go-to play. By the way, I was going to wait until the end of the episode to hate on them for that this week. I'm just going to start it off with it.
Yeah, don't ever wait till the end of the episode to do anything, because then I try to end the episode and then I don't get to.
I feel like Tim is turning into Doug Benson.
I don't mean I was going to wait and then go off on some long screed. It was just going to be, and this week, I hate the entire Republican Party.
I don't believe you.
Well, there it is. Now everyone, it's at spoilers. Right there. You know what I hate this week, everyone? It's the Republican Party for disenfranchising people. You know what? If your ideas can't win in the marketplace, and your go-to move is to reduce our democracy, fuck you. I don't give a shit about your knee-jerk patriotic jingoism. That is anti-democratic right there. You want to talk about not being patriotic? It's telling other Americans, actual people who live in this fucking country and pay taxes just like you, unless you're rich, that their vote doesn't matter, trying to keep their opinion out of what our government does.
Good see? Thing you weren't going to do a rant.
Yeah, see, that's why he didn't want you to wait to the episode.
That's why I did it up at the front now. Look, Tim, I'm following instructions. I'm a good little boy. Can I be in the house, Massa?
We'll see.
Right.
Still a lot of cotton needs picking.
First, I must impregnate you.
So do we want to introduce ourselves?
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the recent recipient of the bronze medal in Tancasting.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
That is the closest we've come to mentioning the Olympics thus far.
It is.
I was thinking about how many... We just had our heads so far up our ass the last couple weeks. There's so many things we didn't mention. We didn't mention Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
We never mentioned the shooting in Colorado.
Nope.
We didn't mention... there was some other big political thing. Well, we didn't. Well, I think the vice presidency happened, or not
that
the
was
vice presidential
Saturday.
Pick.
Yeah.
Was that did that happen before we recorded last time?
Yes. I think it was early morning East Coast time.
Well, then there's something else we didn't talk
people
about.
People come to us to escape from life, man.
We ain't got time for that shit. We gotta talk about our poops.
We gotta talk about poops and inconsequential shit.
Whether or not my kid is currently kicking his feet.
where he found your cock ring or not. Whether he tried to escape the house or not. We have to
Which reminds me,
in.
we have not made fun of Andy's Crocs in a really long time. I was listening to an old episode and, good times.
Fuck!
We used to make fun of Andy's Crocs.
Andy, are good you times. So upset because your Crocs are too tight?
Crocs can never be tight. That's the miracle of Crocs. Someday you will understand. Someday you will join us.
Why don't they make a Snuggie with built-in Crocs for feet?
Tim, you are going to be fucking rich.
Why don't they make Crocs out of bacon?
That just blew my mind. I cannot imagine being more comfortable. I think blowjobs from angels would be less reassuring than being wrapped in a warm snuggie and having Crocs on your feet.
Don't blowjobs have ass? I mean, don't angels have ass in their mouth?
Ass in their mouth. So you get a blowjob and anal at the same time?
Acid.
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 I was like, ass in their mouth. I was like, what, like a little sphincter at the back?
Wait, did you say angels or aliens?
He said angels, but I was just making shit up about angels.
Okay. I was like, I'm almost certain angels don't have acid in their mouth.
Aren't angels like sleek and black, kind of got a phallic-looking head, a long spiky tail?
No, Andy.
Those aren't angels?
No. You're being silly now.
What the fuck was I thinking of?
Don't be silly. Should we, do we want to do tan laughs?
Let's do some tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's tan laugh time, where we read some jokes for you. But if you don't send jokes to us, then we'll be totally screwed. Your mom at tancast.com is where you send them in. I'll stop singing this jingle now so the 10 laughs can begin.
Hold on to your butt.
And then I got a little story for you guys.
All right.
A good story?
I think it's a good story.
Just being stupid.
I'm gonna go first. How can you tell when your auto mechanic just had sex?
I don't know.
One of his fingers is clean.
Oh.
That was sent in by Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're doing it.
That reminds me. I gotta get my fucking car to the mechanic.
And have sex with him?
Well, I'm gonna check his fingers now. Did you guys notice that Jonathan also sent us a picture that was a definition of fucktard?
Yes.
That cracked me up. I was like, I already knew the definition anyways, but yep, that was
an excellent
summation. I think we even said on the show when we started calling people fucktards that it wasn't a contraction for fucking retard, because people who are quote-unquote retarded are not responsible for their affliction, and that fucktards are people who are capable of being better and choose not to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hear, hear!
Now I gotta go find a tan laugh. Quick, no event.
Yeah, that was the one I was gonna read.
I think we were all gonna read that one.
Oh, well, you sent a bunch more.
We went through a lot of them already.
Yep, we did.
No, you just sent in like some this week, I feel like.
I was the only one I saw. That was the one that came in this week.
He sent in 3-4 days ago.
I don't see those.
Nope, must have sent them to you.
On August 14th.
Still don't see them.
I mean, they came to all of us, so they must be somewhere.
Oh, wait. Found them.
Well, wait, on August 14th, didn't we read the How Do You Make Your Girlfriend Scream While Having Sex? Call Her and Tell Her? That wasn't that last week?
No.
Oh, there was a joke from Jonathan.
All right. What did the woman say to her swimming instructor?
Spot on delivery, Tim.
I don't know. What'd you say?
Will I really drown if you take your finger out?
Wait, I swear we read these last week.
Nope. Why is sex like a bridge game?
Why?
You don't need a partner if you have a good hand.
All right.
Laughs.
All right. Let's get out of this segment before we fuck it up any further.
Thanks, Jonathan, for playing along in our cavalcade of mediocrity.
I swear I remember the bridge game and they have a good hand thing. Somebody reading it last week.
Nope.
Yeah, because the math doesn't work because they were sent in on Tuesday.
Yep.
All right.
I think Tim just admitted to having a time machine.
Whoa, Tim. Tim. Buddy.
Yes.
Share. Have either of you ever seen Pete Holmes stand up?
I have not.
I don't think so.
I've heard his podcast.
Yeah.
So I saw him do stand up, and I saw him record live versions of his podcast, which got so awkward. It was amazing.
Pete Holmes is you just made it awkward, right?
Weird, but yes.
Or you just made it weird. That's what it was.
But no, it wasn't like this. Was not like, hey, we're doing this to be funny. This was just like, at least if they were. They were doing a good job of selling it.
Oh, no, he just has a podcast called You Made It Weird. I think that's what Andy was saying.
Right. But isn't the point to kind of, like, do weird stuff?
From what I saw, it just seemed like a general interview show that just went to weird places, but not necessarily, like, trying to make it awkward.
I mean, I didn't see it before, but one of them referenced, like, well, this is called You Made It Weird. And I was like, oh, is that the point? They're supposed to come on and, like, you know, make it seem weird? But maybe not.
No, I think they just go to that when things get weird.
Well, first he had this joke that it was stupid, but it was hilarious. He's like, all right, here's my impression of you trying to tell your friend Juan that his soccer team won a game. Juan! Juan! Juan, they won one, Juan! Juan! he just kept going on about that. Juan, they won one, Juan, Juan, one, one. It's just like, it's so stupid. All right. So the podcast starts, and he brings out his guests one at a time, and he talks with them for a little bit. So he brings out this black comedian. Well, he's from Haiti, named Eric Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And they start talking. It's kind of funny. But then they start talking about how Jamaica is not really a laid-back place, and you can't really smoke marijuana there, and they're very homophobic. They're basically singing this Jamaican like song, but they keep adding on to it, and it just goes on forever. It starts getting not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, then they move on. They go to this female guest. She comes on. She does her thing. Then they bring on John Glasser. And first he comes on wearing a jacket with the hood that's all over his head. He has a hat on, so you can barely see his face. He just seems kind of, cut off and, he doesn't want to be there. He's giving, really short answers. At one point, Pete Holmes is just talking, and the guy just sets his mic down, oh, I don't need to be here, and just laying on the ground, then he goes in the audience, and then he comes back on stage, and he's like, alright, that's not fair, I should actually talk to you. And here's where it gets awkward.
Fuck!
it was weird. Pete Holmes brings up the fact that I guess him and John Glasser are both up for the E-Trade Baby voice, and that Pete Holmes got it, and John Glasser was the one that told him that he got it. At that point, John just called him, why would you bring that up? In front of these people, they don't need to know that. And, it just got serious. And, and then, so Pete Holmes was trying to ask about it. I didn't think it was a bad thing. He goes, why would you bring up the fact that, I could have made a shit ton of money and I didn't get it because you got the job? And just, I was oh, this is awkward. and I should mention, I think maybe at this point, Eric Andre brings up the fact that I guess Morgan Freeman supposedly is having sex with his stepdaughter.
Ooh.
I cannot find anything that says it's true. It's just a rumor out there.
I believe that it was when he got into his car accident that, fucked up his hand that has him wearing that weird, Dr. No glove now. She was in the car with him, and there was, a lot of questions about, what they were both doing in the car.
Well, when he brought up, it just felt weird. Why are you bringing this up? So, anyways,
Morgan Freeman, if he wants to fuck his stepdaughter, hasn't the man earned it?
So they kind of keep talking about it, even though the guy obviously is not comfortable with it. We finally get past it. We're kind of okay, this is getting less awkward again. And then Pete Holmes brings it up again. He's like, but do you remember when that happened? It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Pete Holmes?
This went well.
let me bring it up again. So then they bring up the other guy, Brett Gelman, and we think, we're past the awkward part. And Brett Gelman's kind of telling this serious story about when he was a kid, he kind of had OCD, and he had to touch these certain items, and if he didn't touch those items, he felt like he would either die or be unsuccessful as a comedian.
Whoa.
And he had, specific items he had to touch, and he had to touch them in a specific order. So this guy telling the story, and it did kind of seem like he was done. So then Eric Andre just busts out, hey, I got something. Have you heard that Morgan Freeman is having sex with his stepdaughter? And then that just kind of annoyed Brett Gelman. It's like, why would you bring that up now? Why do you need the attention? Does it have to be about you? Do you need laughs? And then, so then that got awkward. Now Eric Andre's like, I was just trying to make a joke. It's a comedy podcast. He goes, yeah, but I was telling the story. He goes, I thought you were done. Oh. It was just like, oh, this is getting awkward again. But eventually everyone hugged it out at the end, and then it was okay. But it was just so awkward. And they haven't
posted it yet. Did anybody spank it and make it better?
What was that?
Did anybody spank it and make it better?
No, they did not spank it.
See, that's the problem. They hugged, but they really didn't make it better.
But what were you starting to say?
Oh, I was just going to say it was good times and just awkwardness. And it was just like, I can't believe I'm just watching this right from my eyes.
Yeah. I don't know, you could buy it. You could schedule a train wreck.
What is this thing I'm watching?
And Pete Holmes was just so flabbergasted that that John was just so upfront with him and just basically told him, like, called him out, like, you know, I can't believe you were just so honest and upfront. I would say, just from what I've seen of John Glasser, I don't know anything else about him. He seems kind of like a dick. Like, I don't understand, like, you know, his point, but I feel like something happened back behind the tent that we didn't know about that just pissed him off.
Kind of
sounds
that way.
He just seemed very, like, just stone-faced, even before he brought up the E-Trade baby thing.
Well, like, you said he was out wandering in the audience and shit before then. That's kind
of... I mean, people kind of found that kind of funny, because Pete Holmes was just, like, rambling on, like, he wasn't giving, like, John a chance to talk, and then Pete Holmes doing a pretty good job of just keeping it going. Just, like, I feel like they did for, like, 5 minutes, just Pete Holmes just non-stop talking. And I saw Stevie Wonder, and that was amazing.
Did you wave at him?
I did. I was like, hey, Stevie. Hey, boy.
Stevie,
funny.
Over here. Look over here.
He was talking about how he has 7 kids, and it's fun to make a baby. It's fun making them. He's like, come on, fellas. Let's chant. It's fun to make a baby. I was like, you go, Stevie. How do you even know what hole you're sticking in?
Smell.
They were letting him roam around the stage with no one guiding him. I was like, don't let him fall off the stage. He was shuffling his feet. Not going very fast, but I was like, all right.
All right, everybody. Audience, be really quiet. This is the part where we play Blind Guy Roulette.
Over here! Over here!
See me over here! Come here!
And that's why Talica, which they also put on a good show. You saw them, Andy, right?
I saw them a year ago. Almost exactly a year ago.
He snuck into the free concert.
I did sneak in. I snuck into the closed free concert.
I mean, he's fucking blow rock and roll.
Me.
Rock and roll! Where are my wingtips and my Dockers? I'm rock and roll!
The worst part of that story, Tim, I was wearing wingtips and Dockers.
This is the most rock and roll polo shirt ever.
At least you weren't wearing Crocs.
God damn it.
You know what? That would be closer to rock and roll.
Crock and roll!
No, about halfway through your story, by the way.
Let crock and roll play itself all out, right. Sir. Don't just step on it.
I don't ever expect my jokes to get that big of a laugh, so I just have to be ready for the next thing.
Crock and roll.
I'm glad I could amuse you, Tim.
Yeah, so halfway through Noah's story.
Halfway through Noah's story, I realize I have OCD. Because I feel like if I don't touch my penis and balls in a certain order, that I won't be successful or have a good life.
I'm glad you didn't interrupt Noah's story with that shitty joke, and we get to enjoy it separately at the end.
Yes, me too.
I don't know if enjoy is the correct term.
Looking back.
Mock it.
Looking back, I agree. Yeah. By the way, there is, completely off topic, almost nothing. I was going to say nothing quite as awkward, but no, Noah's story definitely wins. Almost nothing quite as awkward as being in a Mexican restaurant owned by people from Mexico and watching the very end of the first U.S. victory against Mexico in Mexico. Like, I guess ever. I look up, I'm like, hey, soccer's up. Hey, the U.S. is winning. Oh, the U.S. won! Yay! Okay, that's just me. Sorry, everyone who looks sad. Please don't shit in my food.
You have actual Mexicans in Georgia?
Yes!
Neat.
It's full of them. Lousy with them.
All right, you don't have to say they're lousy.
I didn't say they're lousy. I'm saying the place is lousy with them.
So having Mexicans makes the place lousy?
No. It makes the place authentic.
It makes it less authentic to have more Mexicans?
No, more. Wait, what? I don't understand what's going on in this conversation. I need an adult. Tim was trying to paint me into a racist corner.
Yep.
I will have none of that. None.
Some of that?
So we didn't talk about the Olympics.
Nope.
I watched precisely not the Olympics.
I watched...
Noah?
A little bit when I was in bars and they had it on.
I watched a little bit when my wife had it on.
Marathon running is dull.
If my brother-in-law ever hears this podcast, no, it isn't.
No, I'm sure it's not dull to participate in, but it's certainly dull to watch.
I can't imagine it's dull to participate in. It's like, step, 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 step.
Wait, your brother-in-law likes to watch marathon running?
No, he is a marathon runner.
I'm not saying it's not impressive that they run that far. Just watching that shit the whole thing,
I know,
is dull.
Fuck, get that shit on fast forward.
Like, look,
some wheelies.
Running. Shit, oh, they're still running. What? Fuck, they're going still. Now, the one thing I do know about the Olympics is that one girl, that hurdle runner that everyone's in love with, that, like, everyone did a gif of.
Uh-huh.
She was hot.
The British one, right?
Australia or New Zealand?
Oh, maybe.
I will find you a link.
I have absolutely no help to be offered right here. I didn't know anybody was in love with anybody.
not really everyone loved. It was like a little meme going around for a while.
Yes. Well-deserved.
Is she hot?
Hot. And she does this little bouncy thing. Like, they all do the same to, like, kind of loosen up their muscles. But she was, like, going to town, just bouncing,
That's
head
right.
whipping back and forth, finger wiggles.
Yep.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
Michelle Janecki.
Yeah, when she warms up, everyone else who warms up looks like, I'm warming up, I'm going to run this race, I'm going to run this race. And she looks like she just has on constant repeat in her head, she's a maniac
yeah, like,
on the
she's...
floor. She's dancing like she's never danced before. Good times.
The only thing I know for certain about the Olympics is that at some point Patrick Stewart carried the Olympic torch.
Yes, yeah, so he talked about it.
And I only knew that because I happened to be on TrekMovie.com looking for news about stuff.
I think he talked about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
He was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
No. He's on another podcast that's like a produced by them, the same people that you did enjoy, called How to Do Everything.
And Patrick Stewart was on it?
Yeah. Like,
and we're all just sitting here like nothing happened?
Yeah, fuck this. All right. It's been a week. I hope everyone's alive.
There you go. There's some gifs of her just bouncing. And then you should watch the full video, though.
Yes. Watch the whole video.
Which I think is
not with your wife around, because you will probably touch yourself.
I have more control than a rhesus monkey, sir.
Do you know they have gifs now that you can scrub and control?
No.
Like,
that's hilarious.
They have. I saw some of Ryan Gosling, and you could click on it and, like I guess, you know, mix it up yourself or freeze on certain parts.
So it's got to be... I didn't think that JavaScript had the ability to get into, like, individual frames in a GIF.
Somehow they figured it out.
Yeah, maybe it's actually just like a JavaScript-driven slideshow kind of thing that just plays really fast.
I have no idea.
A lot of these GIFs are not moving for me.
They just take a long time to load.
Why do GIFs take so long to load? I've always wondered that. They seem like they're just pictures. Oh, dear.
Well, it's like a flipbook. And when you do video... Okay, so like the way that GIFs try to encode, or at least one of the ways that they can try to encode, is just encoding like what the differences are between all the different frames. But when it's video, there's a shit ton of differences. So basically, it's like... Every single frame is a separate, individually encoded picture, which is just, like, kind of a shitty way to do things. Like, I hate it when I'm on Reddit and somebody's like, hey, look at this funny thing, and I click on it, and it takes, like, 20 minutes to fucking load on my phone. I'm like, oh, that just chewed up a lot of mobile bandwidth. You know, at least if it was, like YouTube started opening, I'd be like, oh, nope, shit, it's a video. Click.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard a word you've been saying. They started moving. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yes, she does.
And this is something that was just linked to that page, and I don't know what to say about this guy. Wow. But it starts off normal. You gotta scroll down to see the interesting stuff. Well, I wouldn't say normal. You
know, wait, it starts off normal?
No,
there's
no,
a
no.
naked dude with a gun on his back wearing boots on a
it
horse.
It gets weirder. How about that?
Okay. All right.
He's doing duck face in the second one.
Oh,
additional
okay.
weirdness achieved. Whoa.
All right.
That leotard.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The pink one. You can see everything. Everything. I love that for modesty, he has somebody standing behind him. Oh, and he's helping someone out to cross... the road with a couple of Kalashnikovs.
What the fuck, balls? He's lounging on a what appears to be the plane of a the tail of a plane with a bicycle helmet, stripper heels, a plastic gun, and a Speedo.
I haven't gotten there yet, because I'm looking at the one where he's threatening his penis. He's standing in front of a gold-toned Hummer with a huge gold Mr. T chain around his neck, yellow Speedos, and a golden gun pointing at his dick tip.
Well, that's more than I ever need to see of that.
No, sir, no. Although I will say he looks ravishing in his leather girdle. That is a good look for him.
Well, I've turned that off, and now that's done.
You should watch the video of the girl bouncing, though.
Well, I'm saving that for later.
All right.
Yes. Save that for when it's dark and everyone's asleep.
All right. So it's time to do our weekly check-in with episode 207.
So,
how's it going, Andy?
Funny story.
Oh, I bet it is.
When would you guys assume that school starts in Georgia?
Monday.
August 13th.
Okay.
So, yes, Monday's the correct answer, if by Monday you mean the Monday we've already gone through.
There's some schools around here that have already started.
Holy shit. Wait, are they year-round? Because that makes sense.
Nope.
The ones here, not year-round, not modified schedule, just start on August 13th.
And what does that have to do with the episode?
Well, it's time for my son to get into preschool. So we've been, like, we thought we still had 2 weeks before preschool started. So we've spent, like, every single evening, and I actually, I worked from home one day so that I could help my wife, like, around the lunch hour, actually go out and check on a preschool. Yeah, basically we've been trying to get him into schools.
And? Any success?
He starts on Monday.
Woot woot! Yep. So it does start on Monday.
For him, yes. he currently has the sniffles, too, because we found out that his pediatrician fucked up some of his immunization schedule. So, like, apparently in, I think my wife said it was in 2010, like, early 2010, they had a new rule in place of, like kids who are going to be preschool-bound need to have such and such when they turn, and I think it was, like, when they turn 3. And my wife was, like, in there, she's like, we had him in for all of his shots at 3, and nobody said anything. Oh, no, it was, we had him in for all of his shots at 2, and nobody said anything. And then we took him in again last year at 3, and nobody said anything. And it was only when I call them up and say, hey, we need to get... And first they go, we don't have any of his immunization records. Did you have him transferred from somewhere else? No. Those are the only doctors he's seen since he was born. Since he left the hospital. Since he left the NICU, you guys have seen him every single time he's needed to see a doctor. His shit should be fucking there. Yeah, my wife got transferred around a couple of times. They found somebody. And that was when the person goes, oh, yeah, we have all of his immunizations. Oh, he's missing a couple. She's like, excuse me? She's like, oh, yeah. We're about to bring him in for his fourth. He only turns 4 in another, like, 2 weeks. Like, no. Like, he missed one last year. She's like, the fuck? So Friday morning, she took him in. He got all the rest of his immunizations done that he needs for school on Monday. So we could take the proof of immunization on Friday afternoon over to the school and actually make sure that they're going to let him in the door on Monday. And he's had the sniffles ever since. So he's having a really fun weekend.
Hooray!
Yeah, so he was cranky all yesterday, so my wife's having a rough day today. I've had him all morning.
When do preschools allow you to start, like, coming in to see if you can get your child in?
Apparently, here they do it, like, in, I think, June or July, if your kid's going to turn... as long as your kid turns 4 before September 1st. So Drew was 5 days from being another year older before he got into preschool. If he had not been a preemie, he would have been, like, one of the oldest kids in the class. Instead, he's going to be, almost without fail, the youngest kid in the class. Like,
way to
for
do
the
it.
Rest of,
way to unless plan that move, shit just right.
Yeah.
So there you go, people. You'll get 207 probably next year.
Probably. I'm hoping to work on it when he goes down for a nap.
All the shit we talked about will be very relevant in a year.
It will. Totally. You guys will hear all about the games we were having looked forward to.
They'll be out. There'll probably be sequels of them out by it comes out. The sequels to the sequels will be out.
Fuck, if they're made by EA, they'll absolutely be out by then. EA makes a lot of sequels. All right. Good night, folks.
I mean, we got that joke.
You just didn't care. I know.
It's not that we didn't care. It's just, you know.
Tim just didn't wasn't give funny. A shit.
It wasn't that great. I'm sorry, man. They did the can of the gold.
In your case, most of them can't be cold.
That's why I won the bronze. Come on.
No. You were like, you barely made it across the finish line. You were puking and crawling. I think you'd shit yourself.
Doesn't matter. Third is third, motherfucker.
Shit yourself.
Do you know that's a thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, then when I read the article, and I read an article about it, it made sense, but I'm just like, oh, that sucked. You know one of the sprinters broke his fucking leg while he was running, he kept going?
Yes.
Yep.
That's fucking hardcore.
He's like, ah, my tibia hurts. I'm like, yeah, there's a reason for that.
Fuck.
Yeah, like,
sometimes the world makes me feel like a pussy.
So my brother-in-law not only runs marathons and was, like, track and field, cross country, like high school, college, and now does I think he's a college coach for the track and field team at his college.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to remember because there was a possibility he was going to get promoted to be like the head of not just track and field but like a bunch of other sports too, which was weird because he's young. But yeah, like I've heard a ton of stories of him of like they bring in a shitload of extra water bottles. I'm like, oh yeah, because it's going to dehydrate you. He's like, yeah, it's for washing out the front of people's pants. Because apparently, like, if you're running cross country and you're, you know, a mile into a 3 mile race and you got to piss, you don't walk over to the side.
Nice.
That, yeah.
That doesn't seem as bad. Because honestly, I sweat so much, it's already super wet to begin with. It doesn't run down my leg, but I get pretty. I'm actually thinking of getting some new running shorts. Maybe I'll do that today with the built-in underwear. Because, oh, my underwear is just disgusting after I run. It's just, like, just drenched in sweat. Like, I'm like, oh, this just feels gross.
Oh, yeah, something for the ladies.
Something for the fellas.
Little testicle marinade.
Little testicle juice.
No, it's got a self-washing asshole.
Oh.
Testicle residue.
Delicious.
Wow. Tastes like swamp water.
Don't make me think about what your testicle residue tastes like.
You don't have to think, Andy. You know.
Don't make me have to remember what your testicle juice tastes like.
He's got you there.
Silliness. So, did anybody else have any fun, amusing stories or see any movies or shit themselves?
It's no to all three on my end, I think.
All right.
I'm sure something annoying happened at work. I don't remember anything specific.
I don't remember if I told you guys on Tancast or if it was offline, but we moved down to our new cave where it's just this whole wide open space with walls like they may be about dick high. Like I could probably set my dick on top of these cube walls.
You should.
So like you can just see and shout from one end to the other. We've set up a shit ton of white noise generators all down there to, try to keep it to a dull roar when people are actually working and having conversations and whatever. And it seems to help a little bit, but it is like for some reason, the area where I'm at is like unnaturally brightly lit. Like they've clustered all of the overhead lights, like specifically around my desk to annoy me, I think.
They know you're pale and you're skin sensitive like a vampire.
Yeah, one of the guys I work with like calls me up on the phone. He's like, hey, can you duck down? I'm like, why? He's like, you're fucking blinding me. I'm like, God damn it. I know I'm white. Jesus Christ. He is literally like, you cannot get further away from me in this space. I am literally at one end and he is at the other end. And he's still like we're having a conversation on the phone and just like waving and talking to each other. Because you can just see all the way fucking down. So we've started building like fake walls out of like whiteboards and shit like that. Like we're building everything up. Like, fuck it, we'll have cubes back. God damn it. I never thought I'd get to a point in my life where I would remember fondly working at a cube. It's like, I can't be out in the open. What if I got to pick my nose?
At my job, we moved to a place, and we went from an office, sharing an office with, like, one other person to a cube. I'm sad. I used to have a window. Now I have nothing.
Oh, you're not in that office anymore?
Did you ever come to my office? Yeah. Yep. Wait, have you ever been there? No, I'm not in that one. I moved, like, across the block.
Across the what?
Not even a block. I don't know how the piece of land, right? Because it's this huge piece of land with all this stuff in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the other side, but it's not really a block, but it's surrounded by roads.
Huge tracts of land.
Yeah.
So why did they move you?
What was that, Tim?
said, so why'd they move you? And I just like that you agreed with his random Monty Python quote.
He's like, yes, it's a huge tract of land. Thank you.
I guess the lease was running out on our current place, and they wanted to, I guess, rent that place out. Because it's owned by, you know, where I work. And then, so they were renting out, and then they moved to somewhere else, cheaper, I guess.
Wait, it's owned by where you work, but they were leasing it?
It's weird. I don't understand it.
Yes, yes. That is the tone of my voice, what is meant to suggest.
Yeah, like, for accounting purposes, a lot of times different groups within a company or an organization or whatever will have to pay things like rent, facilities, they like have to pay for IT or whatever. And it's basically just like bullshit accounting stuff so that other departments can justify their budgets. Like, look, they made money. Those salespeople made money and then paid for these support people and these IT people and these facilities people and whatever.
You know what I actually think it is? I think it may be that we own the land and someone else owns the building.
Ah, that's also possible.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I think a lot of land gets leased and then people build on top of it and then they lease the building and then we lease them the land.
My head is hurting.
The circle of dough. Good, I got at least a tiny pity chuckle.
Yep, that's exactly what that was. I'm like, here, I'll make a noise to acknowledge you've attempted a joke.
You should make like the tiniest noise. Like, like just barely audible. Like, what was
just
that?
Just like a polite cough.
I may go see some movies today.
Ooh, like
I don't know, we'll
what?
See. Maybe tomorrow. I want to see... Now, Expendables 2 is out. Another movie I want to see.
I never saw Expendables 1. I get the feeling I've seen all of Arnold Schwarzenegger scenes in the trailer.
I'm pretty sure
have. Oh, yeah, but I feel like they're going to ramp it up this one.
I feel like everybody else in that movie's got to be like, I'm fucking in this movie. The whole thing. Why do you keep showing Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Because nobody knows who you are, Randy Couture.
I'm Jason goddamn Statham. Right? His first name's Jason, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's the guy. He's like the British Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I know him.
He does. Yeah, like, he is forever going to play. I don't think he's ever going to bust out, like, either I'm driving a car and I'm protecting a little boy. I'm driving a car and protecting a girl. I'm not driving a car and I'm just kicking people's ass. Like, that seems to be, like, the extent of his role.
He should be in the next Fast and Furious.
He should, actually.
That is really the breakdown of his thing, is car or no. You can just divide them neatly in half.
Someone make a flowchart of Jason Statham movies.
I guarantee you, the Venn diagram, every other aspect of the movie will be identical. Kicking ass? Yes. Snarky comment? Yes. Kills a guy by throwing him off a building? Yes. Ship blows up? Yes. Car?
He manages to take his shirt off? Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I read yet another review that referred to the new Total Recall as being like more actiony and less of a thinking man's movie than the previous Total Recall. Like, oh god, they're letting idiots review movies. Like, oh, I really enjoyed this movie because it didn't require me to engage my brain.
All right, now, have any of you seen Total Recall recently?
Nope.
Yes.
I haven't even seen Total Recall not recently.
Is 3 years ago enough to be recently for you?
Yeah, because I haven't seen it since then. Okay. Now, is it like, is there a deep plot that I don't remember?
No.
Okay.
The deepest that it gets is the question all the way to the very end that the director keeps kind of teasing you with that I don't even think really matters. Which is it real or is this just his fever dream as he's dying and stroking out on the table back at Recall? Like, did any of this happen? Who knows? You decide. But the way the director handles it, really, it's, did any of this happen? Who cares?
Okay. Because, like, I think that's the second time you mentioned someone, like, about the deep plot. I'm like, now, granted, I watched it when I was a kid. So when I was a kid, I wasn't really paying attention so much to the plot. Like, there could be plot holes as big as the Earth. And I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, shit, there's some action.
Like, being out in vacuum doesn't make your eyes do that thing they did? Yeah, how's that? Big science-y plot hole for you.
No, thanks.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're just like, what, some action? Some titties? I'm in. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, maybe I should watch again, and maybe there's some other stuff I'll pick up on.
Nope. It's that. That is it. That is the only question. And you know, the thing is people keep saying, like, based on a Philip K. Dick story. Like, no. Loosely at best.
Andy is angry.
Because people keep fucking, like, Philip K. Dick wrote some great shit, and people keep fucking it up. Like, this is based on a Philip K. Dick movie, or Philip K. Dick story. Okay. Like, in the same way that, let's say, no, you know what, even less than O Brother Art Thou, or Where Art Thou, is loosely based on The Odyssey. It's even more tenuous than that. God, I can't even think of a good analogy for this, and I'm an allergy man. That's how shitty these things are. They broke my one superpower. Well, Killjoy Boy, I still got that.
And you're still talking, so they haven't broken that.
I don't know what Tim said, but I'm pretty sure we said the same thing.
Words, 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 words. That's what you both said.
I said, I'm pretty sure you'll always have that.
Oh, yes, okay.
And I said, you're still talking, so there's that superpower.
Yep.
Oh, that is Quentin Tarantino.
Out your window?
No.
Damn.
On Facebook, there's a little thumbnail of him. For some reason, he looked like a chick.
Dude's got to stop getting plastic surgery because they just wind up looking like, I don't know, scary robot women.
Did Quentin Tarantino get plastic surgery?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, then that's hardly relevant to the current discussion.
Noah's saying
it?
That he looked like a chick, and me just thinking of all the other dudes that wind up looking like chicks because they like get their eyes done and their foreheads fucking Botoxed and. Oh shit, what's Kim Kardashian's dad's name? Who's
Bruce Jenner.
Yes, Bruce Jenner. I was going to say he was an Olympian once.
How do you know that, Tim?
Because I still listen to Hollywood Babylon.
All right.
Oh.
My wife and I were watching The Soup, and the dude refers to him as a... I think he referred to him as a real doll that had a high heat accident or something like that. Like... yes, my wife looks at me. I'm like those scary, creepy fuck dolls that look kind of almost, sort of, not entirely like a corpse.
He does look a little burn victim-y.
He does.
A little burn victim-y.
I mean, just for that thumbnail, that the first picture that came up when I Googled his name, I'm like, yeah, I see what you're saying there. I'm sorry to all you burn victims out there.
Yeah, I'm sure we have a lot of them listening.
I think Tim's about to ask, shall we play a game?
Does anybody hunger for games?
Oh, Tim.
Oh, Doug Benson.
We will steal shit to the day we die.
Does anybody patriot for games?
You know what? He tried that one, too.
I know.
Of course you know.
He also tried, does anybody reindeer for games?
See, I think reindeer for games is better than patriot for games.
Well, I disagree, but that's fine. That's why we live in America.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm going to make sure that voting hours are incredibly, incredibly tight in your area, so I'm going to be the only one that counts. Why? Because I'm white.
Hungering for Games is the best.
All right. Well, this is a new game that I have made up that may not last longer than this, but it's called No Comment. And you don't have to read it.
Homosexual. No comment. No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
K-N-O-W comment.
All right.
It's based on the fact that whenever you go to a YouTube, not whenever, but oftentimes you'll go to a YouTube video, and if you happen to be bold enough to scroll down to the comments, you'll find that some sort of random argument has started to break out that has little to nothing to do with the original video. So, I'm going to read a comment from a YouTube video, and then I'm going to give you four different videos it may have come from. You have to guess which video it came from.
So do we have to watch the video, or are you just going to tell us what the video is about?
I'm just going to tell you what the video is about. You can ask me questions about it, but you can't ask me any of the questions about the comment thread, because I just went, grabbed the comment, and then, so I don't know what else is going on in the comment thread.
Okay.
I just like, oh, look at that. That may or may not be horribly off topic.
All right, so... Are we both going to get to vote, and whoever wins gets a point kind of thing?
Exactly. Like, so I'll be like, so Noah, what do you think? And then Andy, what do you think? And then there's three of them, so whoever gets the most right wins.
Very good.
And there's no prizes, and so there's no stakes. One of you can call Doug Benson a shithead at the end of this podcast.
I would never call Doug Benson a shithead.
I know. Okay, let's start with the first one. That's probably a good place to start. Okay, so here's the comment. No, you don't get what I'm going for. I'm not trying to get you to praise me or the U.S. I'm not trying to call you an... I'm not trying to get you to call yourself an idiot. I'm trying to get you to stop disliking Americans for no other reason than that they were born. It amazes me that in this day and age, it's considered ignorant to dislike someone based on the color of their skin, but disliking someone because of where they were born is seemingly encouraged. Now, did that comment come from a Daily Show clip about Obama? Kid wrecks his bike trying to jump off a ramp, the theme song to Home Improvement, or the trailer for The Dark Knight Rises?
All right, I know my vote.
Oh, wow, already?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, I think I know my vote, too.
Yeah, I can't even think of a good question to ask you about this, because...
That's fine, you don't have to ask me questions. If you're ready to lock in your votes, we can vote.
I think I am. All right, well, I spoke up first, so I'll go first, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go with C, Kid Rex's bike.
I'm going with D, Dark Knight trailer.
Okay, hang on a second. I wonder if I should only pick two from now on. Oops.
That makes a little... I think at least three, so it's not like 50-50.
Okay, so Noah wins a point.
Whoa!
How'd you guess that, Noah?
Well, at first I thought it was Obama, but then I'm like, well, they're mentioning the color of his skin, so I'm like, it can't be that. And then I was like, well, but... So, Ra's al Ghul is from somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, so is Bane.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like my loose thinking. I'm like, it probably has to do with one of those characters or his daughter.
And see, I thought it was going to be like the kid wrecks his bike and a bunch of people are like, man, what an idiot. And somebody else being like, yeah, it must be an American kid.
Ah, well, Noah was right, but for the wrong reason. What actually happened, someone said something about being an American movie. Someone else piped up, well, the director and a lot of the actors are British. And it's like, well, it's still a stupid American movie. Why has it got to be stupid because it's American? And then it just went off, and it goes on for more before and after that comment.
Oof. Fucking YouTube comments, dude.
I know, I love it.
Some are hilarious, though.
Yes, I unfortunately don't have any rip-roaring hilarious ones because I was just, yeah, well, I'll tell you more at the end.
You've got to dig through an ocean of shit before you find those good nuggets.
Also, people who pause on, comment on Reddit, oh, fucking so hilarious sometimes. And they just riff off each other and just cracks me up.
Yep. It's the Reddit circle jerk.
Anyways, Tim?
Okay. So this next one is... OMG, I just checked your YouTube channel, and you're from freaking Canada. That explains everything. You have no balls when we go to Canada. Sorry, there's no punctuation, so...
Of course not.
I'm just going to fly right through it. You have no balls. When we go to Canada, us American men have to leave our balls at the border, so you are a bitch, whore, to your country, giving up your rights without a fight to your pimp Canada. That's why the USA won more gold in the Olympics. We still have our balls. That's why we still have our guns. Oh, I video my last trip to Canada. It's on my channel. I will never go back. That comment either came from A, Star Trek zombie red shirts doing the Thriller dance, B, Dave Chappelle talking about Kramer's rant at the Laugh Factory, C, George W. Bush bloopers, or D, Bill Maher's new rules about being unhappy with Obama.
Oh, fuck. Okay, do them again?
The comment or the things?
The things. I got the comment.
Oh, okay. So, first one is Star Trek red shirts doing a zombie Thriller dance.
Uh-huh.
Second one is Dave Chappelle at the Laugh Factory talking about Kramer losing his shit. C is George W. Bush bloopers. Just, you know, him saying stupid shit. And D is Bill Maher, one of his new rule segments from his show... Real Time with Bill Maher, where he was talking about why are Republicans unhappy with Obama? Because I'm unhappy with Obama.
Question.
Answer.
Do you know if that comment was made in response to the person who posted the video being Canadian, or another person in the comment thread being Canadian?
I'm going to say more than likely comment thread, but as you'll recall, you can't ask questions about the comments. You can only ask questions about the video.
Well, yeah, sorry. I was trying to actually ask a question, I guess, about the person who posted the video. In my head, that was my loophole.
Ah, well, I have no idea.
Okay.
So, no idea where the person who posted the video is from.
Shit, were any of the videos in any way like altered, or were there like stupid shit, what do they call them? It's not captions, but whatever that fucking shit is where YouTube like lets people spray text all over the middle of their videos.
I think the Bush one and the Bill Maher one had annotations, but not all the way through.
Okay.
I hate those things.
It was more like, you know, click on this other video type of thing.
Yeah.
Or please subscribe. I don't know why people love to do that. Please subscribe. Please.
It's fine. You know what that says to me? End?
Please disable annotations.
I hate it when it's at the beginning. I'm like, I don't know if I like this video yet. Why am I subscribed to the rest of yours?
Slow your roll.
I feel like going on a first blind date. Please love me!
All right, guys. We got one more to do.
I'm going to go with George Bush bloopers.
Mandy?
I kind of wanted to go for the George Bush bloopers, but I'm really, really doubting it. Okay, one more time. Star Trek Red Shirts zombie dance, or thriller dance. George
Dave
Bush
Chappelle,
bloopers.
George Bush bloopers, Bill Maher.
I'm going to take Bill Maher.
Andy says Bill Maher. Andy gets the point.
Woo!
Nice.
I threw that one in there so it was an actual one that had something peripherally to do with what the video was talking about. But even then, not really.
I got just a little bit lucky.
All right. Last one. Let me get to the comment on my phone. Oh, yes, and I will email you these I'll email the pictures so you guys can see that I'm not just making this up.
We believe you.
All right.
Like, what agenda would you have for make it up?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Tim gets to the end of the podcast. Ha ha, I made the episode longer.
Okay, so this comment is, you judge me and are now saying don't judge you. Just like you tell me to grow up when you watch childish things. Hypocrite much? Then you call me ignorant after judging me and assume I'm ignorant and projecting your own views of others on me. You, sir, have not successfully refuted any of my rebukes on your points. Now, was that impassioned plea for intelligent debate? Was that from a guy reacting to the Colorado tragedy? An episode of Tim Babb's Kingdom Comedy? A clip of the Star Wars Holiday Special? Or an Auto-Tune the Noons featuring Christine O'Donnell?
I got my answer.
Me too.
All right.
I'm going to say Tim Babb's comedy video.
Same here.
And you both lose.
I think I wanted to live in a world where somebody managed to get that fucking angry about a debate that popped up. Tim fucking around at Disneyland.
No.
So should we both revote?
I tried to find an effed up one. You can if you want.
Okay.
I tried to find an effed up one on one of my videos, but I couldn't. So I was like, I'll just put it in as one of the answers that it's not. So now you have the reaction to the Colorado tragedy, clip of Star Wars Holiday Special, or Auto-Tune the News with Christine O'Donnell.
Colorado tragedy, Auto-Tune the News, what was the third one?
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Not the whole thing.
Auto-Tune the News.
Noah and Andy, and you're still both wrong. It was your reaction to the Colorado tragedy.
Wow, all right.
Okay, so this is what actually got me started on this game. That's why I saved it for last. So there's this guy who makes videos with action figures. Of like DC and Marvel characters. I may have linked some of you guys this. I may have linked it on the show before.
I'm a Marvel, you're a DC.
Yeah. So he's been doing them for a while, and he always does them when a new movie comes out, and he'll have the Marvel and the DC people fighting about box office. And so he was going to do one, obviously, for The Dark Knight, and then the shooting happened. He's like, well, you can't – he didn't say this, but you can't talk about the box office without talking about the elephant in the room, and that's not particularly funny and nothing he wants to touch. And so he posted a video about how he wasn't going to post a video for a while. I think he may have said specifically a week, which I think is what – touched off this firestorm in the comments. And I mean, like, huge. People are pissed that this guy hasn't posted more action figure videos. Like, he owes them something. Just pissed. Like, you said it would be a week. You're lying to us.
Wow.
We have the right to be upset. No. Relax, dude. It's a dude playing with action figures in front of a camera. Calm down.
He could stop tomorrow. And the world would be impacted not. Not at all.
I was like, oh my God, you people are so entitled. And then it made me look at how I have reacted to Kevin Smith in the past. I'm like, maybe I need to step back from things I say.
The good news is, fellows, if Tancast ever stops, We will not get that reaction.
A couple months down the line, someone will post on our site, didn't there used to be a podcast here?
Oh, well.
maybe I'm nuts. Yeah, based on the firestorm of us being pulled off iTunes, a.k.a. not.
I see that one as, like, the couple of people that have brought it up have been like, that's really fucked up. Yep, they fucked us up. Okay, well, that sucks for you guys. We're sorry. I guess we'll find another way to listen, or we'll stop.
To our listeners' credit, our downloads don't seem to have been affected.
Huh. Well, I'll stop trying to fix that.
No, don't stop trying to fix that.
I won't.
All right. Well, that's all I got. That's Standcast for this week. What do you think of the game? Should we play that again ever or no?
Yeah, we should try again.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like there's something that could be added to it. I always feel like there's something that could be added to it, but I just don't know what. I'm sure I'll come up with something and it will suck, but Tim will come up with a counterpoint that will be awesome. So we'll go ahead and do that thing I just said.
You have a week to think about it while you're editing 207.
While I'm editing 207, getting my fucking car fixed that won't even start right now. Ugh.
Don't.
Well, you're not going to be fixing it yourself, so you got time to edit the episode.
Just got to drop it off somewhere. You don't got to sit there with a monkey wrench and grease all over your shirt.
Yep. One clean finger.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right, everybody.
Oh, remember, never trust a live podcast. It will get awkward.
And this week I hate Progressive Insurance.
You're doing it. Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, don't be an idiot!
TanCast. Whoa! Hey, sorry, I just clicked on the wrong thing, and apparently accidentally trying to load Steam is going to cause my internet connection to go shit.
Don't click on that, then.
No, I'm going to unclick on it. I'm unclicking on it now. No, now. Right then.
Now.
Not now. Then. 210?
This is 210. Have you stopped recording? Oh, okay.
Well, I will, too. I said, well, then I will, too.